Now, the Sydney Flames have a new name, a new logo, a new look, and a new home ahead of the WNBL season later this year. And you can register your interest in memberships for this summer's season at wnbl.basketball/Sydney Flames. And joining us now is Flames coach, basketball great in this country, Shane the Hammer Heel. Shane, good morning to you.
G'day, gentlemen. What an introduction. Jeez.
All for you, mate. Great to have you on the show. And how exciting is it, though, for the Flames to start, I guess, this new chapter?
No, it's really exciting. I think with the vision of Paul Smith and the ownership group, you know, they took on the Sydney Flames whilst there was an association at Sydney Uni, and it was probably always the plan to be able to break away and be more aligned with what they do with the Sydney Kings. And that's out at Homebush, new venue, new colours. It's really exciting, and you know, it's the only NBL club that has a women's program attached to it. So well done for them for having that vision.
I saw on social you were doing some pre-season work with your daughter Shyla and others as well, and even Joe Ingles chipped in and gave you some advice on the post. When are you going to have your roster sorted out ahead of the new season, and who should we keep an eye on?
Yeah, well, we're virtually done now with our roster, but the women all play either overseas with two of our Americans playing in the WNBA, and our locals play in different states in the NBL one. So we won't get everyone together until next month, and we'll have 6 weeks pre-season. And the young team, there's a girl that we've recruited by the name of Emma Clark. She played a really small role for the Perth Lynx, who made the grand final last year. I think she's going to be a star. We've locked her up for a couple of years and building with a core group that is aged between 20 and 27. So we're really investing in some younger players that we want to build and grow with, and feel like this will be another step forward to have some success.
How did you rate your first season in charge, Shane? What do you need to improve on this year?
Well, I definitely don't need to dye the hair anymore, Murray. It's great. We had injuries. We lost both imports, one before the season, one after one game to an ACL. So we didn't replace them. We went with a lot of young kids, invested in kids, and we played some games with less than 50% of the salary cap available to us. So we used it as a stepping stone, and I think that we're going to have some dividends because of those young players having to step up and play major minutes that they wouldn't have normally done. So now we bring in a couple of imports from America, and I think it's going to be an even season, but we're definitely looking to make the playoffs for the first time in the last 7 years. And who knows, once you get there, as we know.
At a national level, when you watch 41-year-old Lauren Jackson coming back and playing for the Opals, did it just tempt you at any stage, Shane, just to, you know, have another crack?
Not even close. I tell you, 20 years ago and 20 kilos ago, that's what I like watching vision of, not right now. But I'd rather be barking orders than out there getting sweaty right now.
What's been the general reaction, though, amongst players when they watch, you know, her come back? And clearly she's having an impact.
Well, I think everyone's intrigued. I mean, she's the greatest player, the women's player we've seen, that's for sure. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what sort of impact she can have at that age, knowing she's had 9 knee surgeries. I mean, it's inspirational that, one, that she wants to do it, two, that she's physically able to do it, and the question will be of whether she can do it consistently over a season. I think we'll see her back not only for the Opals, for the World Cup later this year, but I think she'll end up in the WNBL as well. And wow. I think it's great for the league because it's going to get bums on seats and so many people talking about it.
Yeah, she's certainly one of the greatest we've ever produced. A guy that's on a similar trajectory is Josh Giddey. What about his first season over in the NBA, Shane? Did you think he'd have the impact he did?
Oh, you know, you always hope that he would, but he's 19. Like, it was incredible that he can be, I think he was the, you know, he's a top 10 pick, really came onto the scene in the NBL and really overachieved in the NBL for a teenager. And then he virtually took that next step up and did the same thing in the NBA. He's just a terrific talent, so passionate about the game, really good representation of Aussies in the NBA as well. And I just can't wait to see him playing for Australia. And obviously our Boomers won the first ever medal at the Olympic Games. So many positive signs. And then there's another one, Dyson Daniels, was the 8th pick this year, another teenager that's gone to the NBA. So can't wait to watch him play and put on the green and gold as well.
And Dele's back in the NBA. Matthew Dellavedova with the Sacramento Kings. I mean, we probably take it for granted now, don't we, Shane, considering you know how big a deal it was for the likes of yourself and you know Andrew Gaze when you went over there and had a crack. And here we are, just players going over left, right and centre. And now it's just the norm, it feels like.
Well, I mean, I didn't even dream of playing in the NBA because no one had done it when I was growing up. And, you know, now you see these guys, the game is more of a world game and the NBA accepts foreign players that can actually play the game. So it's fantastic for Australian basketball and, you know, it only promotes for, you know, all of the kids that are playing as juniors. They now see it and feel it and touch it and believe that they one day can go to the NBA and why not with so many guys that are actually there getting it done.
Mm. Shane, I go back obviously when I was watching you play in the Canberra Cannons and Bullets and everyone was very strong and basketball in this country was massive. And then there was a bit of a flat spot, but I just feel as though in men's and women's basketball at the moment, there's this surge in interest and everyone wants to reconnect again with the game. Is that how you read it or am I completely wrong? Basketball's always been in the spotlight.
No, not. I think that's 100% accurate. And I think what happens, though, is that, you know, our men's program and women's program at Olympic level has always been really strong, but a lot of the general public will judge where basketball's at because of the NBL. And I felt like the NBL had a 10-15 year period where it was virtually a secret. And then Larry Kesselman comes along and, you know, he's prepared to put his money where his mouth is. And then you attract people like Paul Smith that are prepared to invest in the Sydney Kings and grow that. And we're seeing full stadiums now out at Homebush and the Kings win a championship. And I just feel like it's got so much momentum and you know, being able to bring Americans over now of the quality where they're using our league to be able to make it back to the NBA. And there's just so many examples of it. And we're at a really, really good spot for Australian basketball and the NBL. And I think that is mirrored just because of the amount of people that are watching and talking about it right now.
Gosh, I hope for Patty Mills and Ben Simmons' sake, Kevin Durant stays at the Brooklyn Nets. That'd be a real hammer blow, I guess, to that team. Should he leave? What do you think will happen there?
Who knows with some of these guys? They're prima donnas, some of these big NBA guys that are dictating terms and conditions about creating super teams and all the rest of it. To be honest, I like when I saw James Harden, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant all put a team together and all the rest of it, it frustrates me because I have more respect for the Steph Currys that are with teams and they're trying to build and go through the draft and create something with some sort of substance. And, you know, they put these demands on, and that's why it was so disappointing with Ben Simmons. You know, like, we grew up in an era where you're just so passionate about playing the game. It's like, there's no way you're going to keep me out of jumping on the court and doing what I love doing, yet you can make 30 or 40 million and refuse to play just because of the circumstances. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of what's happening at the Nets, and, you know, I hope some of these other teams continue to grow and teams like with Steph, you know, continue to have success.
Well, just a reminder, memberships for this summer's season, wnbl.basketball/Sydney Flames to see Hammer and his girls hopefully go towards a championship this season. Mate, thank you so much.
Good on you, fellas. My pleasure.